The head of BHP Billiton, Marius Kloppers, says he cannot guarantee that the company will redevelop the Olympic Dam mine in the future. The South Australian Premier, Jay Weatherill, met Mr. Kloppers today for the first time since the shelving of the $30 billion expansion. The company says it is looking to technology for a cheaper extraction method. Nicola Gage reports.
It was their first face-to-face discussion since the announcement, but the Premier was given no guarantee or time frame an upgrade of Olympic Dam mine would proceed. BHP Chief Executive Officer Marius Kloppers.
I can clearly tell you that we've got a good copper mine, a large copper mine here, but obviously this project that we're working on, which we didn't approve, I can't give you an exact time frame of when this project will be approved.
Mr. Kloppers says the company has been working hard to try to make the expansion a reality.
This is not a project that we had approved. It's a project that we're working towards approval, or were working towards approval, but it's not a project that was approved.
The South Australian Premier, Jay Weatherill.
It's their intention to advance the project. It remains in a valuable ore body, and it is their intention to proceed with the expansion. But they are not at this time able to advance a time when the technology will be proven, nor are they able to give us certainty about whether the technology will be capable of being proven, and therefore they will not be in a position to give us certainty about when the mine proceeds. So that's information that we now have today, and it's information that will be concerning, I think, to the South Australian community as we grapple with this project.
Mr. Weatherill says he was informed on the different technologies BHP are looking into. That included new forms of conveyor belts and the potential use of heap leach technology,
which has been investigated in laboratories and is, over a period of 6 years, has been scaled up to a certain size in terms of tests, but needs to be tested further to see whether it can be brought to scale and be used for full production.
Heap leach technology was flagged as an alternative extraction option in BHP's original environmental impact statement in May 2009. The company already uses it in South America. Professor Bill Skinner specialises in environmental surface science at the University of South Australia.
There is a precedent for heap leaching technology in Australia, so it's not exactly a unique process in Australia.
While it might be considered a new technology in the public arena, the process has been around for years. But Professor Skinner says difficulties with consistency made it expensive.
In the last few years, quite a lot more has been learned about the process that goes on inside a heap leach and how one treats the ore in order to make sure that one heap behaves very similar to another and sort of keep reproducibility up. Because after all, that reproducibility of the process governs the constant, if you like, valuable recovery from those heaps.
Questions have been raised about whether another environmental impact statement would be needed with any future expansion. Premier Jay Weatherill.
Because we don't know what the technology is, it becomes difficult for us to make an assessment about whether there is any additional environmental risk. We know that there are some leaching technologies that are used in different parts of the state. But on the face of it, yes, they do raise environmental issues. So, of course, there's the feasibility of the technology, but then there's the environmental approvals that may go with that.
The company's 15,000-page environmental impact statement expires in 2016.
Nicola Gage.